Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this week's Property Lovers podcast, we're going to look at a strategy known as property gold, and that is splitter blocks. Splitter blocks are blocks that are already separate allotments, but they're on one title. So if you've ever seen an address that's 8 to 10 Brown Street or whatever, that's a splitter block. It's two allotments already. Now, the gold in it is that you don't need subdivision approval. And sometimes the property is sitting on one of the blocks anyway. So the other one is just a vacant block. You can carve off the land, potentially renovate the existing house and get a block for free. But there's so much more you could do with splitter blocks, and that's why it's a six-figure plus strategy. So let's deep dive into the podcast and learn more about splitter block gold. We're going to look at what exactly is a splitter block. A splitter block is a block of land where there are two allotments, so two existing lots, but they've been amalgamated into just one title deed. So the same owner owns both lots and they're treated and registered as one lot. So the fact that the lots are held on one title already means that it's a relatively simple process of separating those lots and having two separate registered titles. And because it was already two allotments, you don't have to go through council. You don't have to get a development approval. You don't have to survey the block or subdivide it or do any of those steps. So not only does it save you a lot of time and red tape, it also saves you a lot of money because subdividing is an expensive business. So if you can identify a splitter block, it's already two titles and there's nothing really for you to do. So you get the big profits of a subdivision, six figures plus. Often there's a house already on the title that you can renovate, and it's a procedural effort to separate those titles. So it truly is property gold, as we've said. And what most people don't know is that 26% of properties in Australia sit on splitter blocks. So the key is understanding where and how to find them, what you do with them, and how you exit for a big profit. How you know that it's a splitter block is by searching title records. So you can do that through council, or you can do that with some of our online interactive software tools as part of this program. Ideally, you're looking for a lot that's recorded as, for example, lots 1 and 2 in deposited plan XYZ. What that tells you is there are already two separate lots. Therefore, it's a splitter block. And it doesn't stop there. So not all splitter blocks are created equal. The great news is that the minimum amount for a splitter block will be 2 lots, but sometimes it can be 3, 5, 10 lots all consolidated on one title. And you can separate them into many more blocks. So what are the differences essentially between splitter blocks and subdivisions? And why don't you just go and look for really big blocks? You can do that. The advantage of a splitter block though is that with a subdivision, you have to conform to council's latest development control plan. So they'll have a plan for the urban area that will say the minimum lot size and setback and frontage, and if it doesn't fit that, you can't get a subdivision. But with a splitter block, because it's already a separate lot, it doesn't matter that it doesn't meet the latest town planning requirements. It's already its own block. The other thing is that with a subdivision, you have to connect all utilities and services. So the developer will have to put the sewer in and phone lines and electricity and water mains and everything connected to the property. Whereas with a splitter block, you can technically, perhaps you wouldn't want to, but it's legal to sell it without all those utilities being connected. And often they already are connected to the separate block. If you do want to, for example, build on a second block, or if you want to change a boundary to accommodate an existing home, then of course that is going to be a subdivision, and that's going to require an application with council or a development application and plans for the property you plan to build. So it doesn't get you completely off the hook. So the ideal splitter block is one that's already on a separate title. It's big enough to put a home on. You could sell it as land on its own. It meets the minimum frontage and setback requirements to put a house on, and it's already got all services connected, and it's not landlocked. It's accessible, and there's vehicle access as well. So the reason that splitter blocks are great, especially in a falling or a down market, is it's kind of a two-for-one combination strategy. So you're hedging your bets. Often there's a property on one block and you can renovate that for a quick flip. You don't have to go through council to subdivide it. Once it's renovated, you can just sell that off as land with a renovated house on it. And often you get the second block of land totally free. Then you've got an unencumbered block of land that you can build on. You can put a DA through, you can sell it off separately. Sometimes you can subdivide that land or put a duplex on it. The point is you've got lots of options, and often you don't have to have time in council, especially if you're just selling it as vacant land. What that means is you've hedged your bets between a short-term flip for a smaller profit and a longer burn that would have taken the length of a subdivision, but you've already got a separate block of land, and that can be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Sometimes it's virtually free once you've renovated the first house. And that means then that you can sell it off within a few months, whereas a subdivision would cost you a lot more to get to that point. And you'd also have a lot more downtime. So potentially you can make multiple six figures or even more just by finding the right block and working smarter, not harder. The main things that you're going to be looking for in a splitter block is firstly that the property that's already on the block, if there's a home or a structure on it, that it's wholly contained on the one lot. Or if it isn't, can it be moved quickly and easily or knocked down? Because you won't be able to split the two lots if there is a building or some sort of improvement crossing that boundary. The other thing to be aware of is, are all the services connected to the second block, and can it be built on, or is it just a notional piece of land that's unusable? So is it so small that you couldn't even put a house on it? Let's have a look at the six things to note with splitter blocks then. You want to make sure that the minimum lot sizes are able to be built on. So you can't have it too tiny. You don't need a DA for the separate title, But just because there are two titles and one of them separate doesn't mean that you're able to build on it. It may be too small, it may be an odd shape, it may be landlocked. Existing houses that straddle the boundary can be a constraint for you. And the fact that infrastructure services may not be connected to the second block could be an issue and could cost a lot to get connected. They shouldn't have to apply to a splitter block. In other words, you can sell it without the sewer and other things connected, but whether that would affect the price is another thing. If you want to learn more about splitter blocks and small subdivisions, you're in luck, because this week we're running an Unlock the Block 5-day splitter block challenge, and it's not too late. We've recorded day one. There's a members portal. All of the resources are there. Plus, as a property lover, you will get access to our bespoke software. All the tools, everything that you need to identify splitter block and subdivision opportunities. And even better still, we're going to look at a deal from beginning to end, each day of the challenge, moving it through a funnel so that you find it, you feasibility it, you look at funding it, formulating an offer and a deal, and then ultimately being able to get a subdivision through, or for a splitter block, just two separate allotments on paper to sell them off separately. Really exciting challenge, and not too late for you to sign up. If you're interested in getting your hands dirty on splitter blocks and potentially having a deal on the table by the end of this week, click on the link below and join our Unlock the Block challenge. If you're enjoying this podcast, don't forget to leave us a review and follow us so that you never ever miss an episode. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.